It's playoff time. Big stakes, bigger promotions. Every day of basketball's playoffs, DraftKings will have $20,000 in total prizes up for grabs. The best part, it's free. You get your shot at these daily cash prizes for free. DraftKings will be offering two free two-play pools every day of the NBA playoffs, offering players a free shot at $20,000 in total prizes. DraftKings free-to-play pools are easy to enter. Just download the DraftKings app, go to pools, and choose from a wide variety of free contests for an opportunity to win cash prizes. All you have to do is answer a handful of questions around what you think is going to happen during that day's basketball games and track your results throughout the evening. Questions will range from which team will hit the most threes to which team will score first. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings app now and use promo code THPN when you sign up to make sure to get your free shot at $20,000 and total prizes every day of the basketball playoffs. Head to DraftKings Pools page to get your shot at huge cash prizes. That's promo code THPN for a limited time only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for full details. And as always, enjoy the show. Hey, hi, howdy. Welcome back to another tasty episode of Wada Hockey, proudly brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network and supported by DraftKings. Every week I'm going to tell you, make sure to get over to that DraftKings app and use promo code THPN to get in on all the action, because I'm pretty sure that most of the people that are listening at this point have failed at all of their fantasy excursions, so you might as well just keep winning money elsewhere. Guys, we're back once again, got a fantastic guest coming up, got a unique guest, got a little different take on things here. I'm just going to kick it over to Jason. The lettuce is absolutely flowing per usual. How are you, Jason? How was your weekend?
Oh, dude, the weekend was phenomenal.
Yeah,
just got to, got to actually take care of my yard a little bit. I know, super old, but it's super nerdy. But yeah, actually got to take care of my yard and keep it up. So yeah, man, pretty fun little weekend.
Went to the
Home Depot.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
I don't know if we have enough time.
I don't have enough time. Patrick, how are things going on your end?
No complaints here, man. We went to a Rangers game on Saturday. They lost, which is a big shocker. This is not a baseball podcast, so we won't get into that.
Like that.
Yeah, it's dark times, which it's been dark times for, like the last 5 years. So nothing new. But we also went to the Taste of Addison. Saw our first live concert since, probably January or December of 2019. Got to see Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. That's a throwback for you.
Wow, they're still performing.
It was actually really good. Third Eye Blind was also supposed to play after them at, 10:30, and then it just shit rain. It was a nightmare.
That's a beautiful way to describe.
People were running all over the place, and ponchos being thrown on and umbrellas. Accomplished really nothing, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. Solid weekend.
Awesome. Well, I was very fortunate to get to check out the last couple of Allen American's regular season home games and came out victorious on a 6-game winning streak going into the playoffs, which are happening actually right now. Patrick, you were talking about getting rained on. It's a shame you didn't have a hoodie. And you know who does have hoodies? That's Texas Hockey Apparel. I'm repping the gray with the black and green, the Dallas Stars, unofficial Dallas Stars colors. Make sure to head over to their website, texashockeyapparel.com. Say what's up to Garrett. Grab yourself I don't think he has ponchos yet, but maybe get some ponchos here in the future, Garrett. Grab you some hoodies. Grab you some flags. Help out Texas Hockey Apparel where you can. Speaking of, Drive for Five with the Allen Americans starts tonight. We're recording on Tuesday. You will hear this on Thursday. So both home games will be completed of round one of the playoffs against the Utah Grizzlies. One of us will for sure be out at the games tomorrow.
on Wednesday, which I don't know why I'm talking because now it's past tense. Moving on, Wichita Warriors named the organization of the year in the South Division in the NAHL, and Team USA wins the bronze at the World Championships, which means that Team USA is officially headed to the golf course. And Patrick, where can we play golf all the time, rain or shine?
You can play golf anytime, rain or shine, with The Range Golf. They posted a pretty sweet video earlier today on, I may be saying this wrong, Muirfield Village.
That sounds very exotic.
That sounds right.
Yeah, they had a nice 3D flyby of holes 4 and 18. And it looks very intimidating and very realistic. And it looks realistic because they use TrackMan technology. They set up in your backyard, in your apartment, probably not your apartment, but your house. And you can play at all hours of the day. You can see how fast you hit the ball. You can see spin rate. You can see smash factor. There's our weekly plug on smash factor. And yeah, you can play with your buddies. They got clubs. They got the nice tailor-made Sim Maxes, not the Taylor Swift, Selena Ray, if you're listening. So check nice them out. Callback. That is a nice callback. Check them out at @therange_golf on Instagram for some sweet golf content. TheRangeGolf.com for rates, booking, availability, FAQs. You want to see what courses they got. All that's available. The Range Golf. We bring the course to you.
Nice. That was beautiful. What an ad read. That was absolutely stellar.
Thank you.
Well, let's jump right into our guest. If you saw this on Twitter, we went a little bit back and forth on this. We reached out to him. We heard back. This week, we've got a really special guest. Nikki Kamish from the Beer League Players Association, the commissioner himself. Nikki, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you inviting me on.
Absolutely. We were absolutely pumped to kind of touch base with you. Let's jump right into it. So give us a little background on the Beer League Players Association, the BLPA. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I can't. First, I mean, what kind of show is this? Like, do I need to be like prim and proper, or can I be like beer league? Okay,
perfect. It's beer league.
I mean, all of us are drinking
just like beer. We're drinking beer right now.
Yeah, all of us have beer.
Hey, I just, you know, you have to ask. Yeah, you got to get consent first before you just, you know, roll up into it. So
there you go. Let's talk about consent.
No, just so no, the Beer League Players Association, basically, like, it's an extension of the locker room. It's the parking lot. It's where you can extend your adult time, I guess, as one could say. Like, that's the best thing about hockey or any sport, is just the part in between playing the sport and then having to go home to your adult life. And so we're just trying to extend that, and that's how the BLPA started. And now it's kind of grown into, well, it's grown, definitely we never thought it was going to be 20,000 people strong, but now it's just kind of a place for like-minded individuals to get together, support each other, make the world a better place through just their love of sports and beer. And we drink a lot of beer.
Okay, then I have to go ahead and just dive right into a serious question. What's the beer of choice?
That's, you know, I don't have one per se. I'm under the illusion that real men drink fruity beer. So if you put raspberry in a beer, I'm probably going to fucking drink it. And so, you know, so I travel so much with hockey and stuff that, like, there's no, like, I don't want to just go drink Coors Light wherever I am, or Busch Latte. So I try to find something different everywhere I go. So
you said you travel a lot, around a lot for it. What's that? Has that kind of turned into your career now? Like, is this
100%
gig?
Yeah, full send.
All right, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So,
how long was that transition then?
Well, you know what? I mean, you guys are in Texas, so we're rivals. I'm an Oklahoman. So I started playing hockey when I was an adult there because I met my wife. She's from Canada. My first trip up to visit her family, they got me hockey gear and said, "You're going to play hockey." And I was like, "I'm not interested. I'm baseball, football, you know, like a good guy from the South, right?" but then I fell in love with the sport and I started playing in Oklahoma, got into playing hockey leagues there. Then I started my own team, started my own tournament, started my own league. And then my wife got tired of tornadoes and said, "I want to move back home to Calgary." And I was like, "Okay, let's do that." I was an oil and gas guy and I couldn't work when I moved up here, and just got hooked up with guys that ran an adult league up here, and it just kind of spawned off from there. And we parted ways, and I just said, well, I'm not going to stop doing what I love. And so I just kind of kept it up. And our first event was the weekend before everything shut down for COVID. So great time to start a business. But luckily, with my business partner, we had a lot of ideas and we pushed through, and now the engine's just churning.
I wanted to follow up. You mentioned that your business was, impacted by COVID just like everybody else. How did you guys handle that? What was your plan and how did you work through that together?
Well, luckily, we're creative. I guess that was what we had to do. But luckily, I'm an American, so I could get across the border even when they were closed. And so basically, nice. in addition to being American, I'm diabetic. So I was like, I don't want to deal with hotels and airplanes and all that stuff. So I started talking with my business partner, Randy. I was like, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? Do we just cancel all these tournaments? And then the rink said, we're not giving refunds. So we're like, well, I guess we're not canceling all the tournaments. And so what we did is we just were like, all right, well, I'll just get an RV and I'll leave, Calgary and, the 1st of July, and I'll drive around and do all the tournaments. And so that's what we did. And so from July until the end of October, I was on the road away from the fam, but we got eight or nine tournaments in. And I think it really, it's funny because everyone says COVID was bad. And I'm like, yeah, COVID sucks. I get it. But for us, it helped because that was just something different. And we were giving people an opportunity to play when they technically weren't. We had a lot of restrictions and we had to be, very careful and keep people spread out. And, our product kind of evolved from what it normally would be. But it was, it was great. It was fun. Other than being away from my wife and kid for 4.5 months, it was great.
First off, congrats, for one, taking the leap and then just saying, fuck it, we're going to keep rolling with it. We're not going to let anything stop us. You mentioned, growing up in Oklahoma, baseball, mm-hmm. football, obviously those are the kings in the South.
Yeah.
You go up to Canada, you evolve into this hockey player and hockey fan. How was that transition from being like a baseball and football fan? Obviously, most of the people that listen to this podcast are more on the South side of the U.S. And again, like I was just saying, those are king. How would you describe the fan bases? I guess I would say the differences between maybe like a baseball, football, and then like a hockey fan base, maybe not even just with a team, but overall.
Yeah. That's a great question. It's so different, and sport wise it's different, right? Because mm-hmm. You think about college football, I'm in Oklahoma. So for a long time, our pro sport was the University of Oklahoma Sooners, best team in the Big 12, by the way. It's a whole day when you go to their games, like the pageantry. Yeah. but it's the pageantry. It's a different game. It's a different atmosphere. And then when you come up to hockey fans, those guys are rabid fans for their team, but in a way different way. Right. And so for me, coming from Oklahoma to obviously Canada, there was definitely sport wise, I thought I was pretty good at baseball. It paid for, my school. I'm not good at hockey. And so, a lot of my friends from Oklahoma were like, oh, we can't ever play with you up there because it's all Canadians. And I always tell them, well, you're right. There's a lot of really good hockey players in Canada because they've done it their whole life. But there's also a lot of beginners that couldn't afford to play the game when they were young because hockey is expensive. Just like in Texas and Oklahoma, mm-hmm. when I started, I was finding people on Xbox that were playing NHL or Craigslist and saying, you ever thought about playing? And they're like, yeah, we'll play. And then it was, we can either afford the gear or we can afford the league fee. And luckily a bunch of Canadian friends stepped in and sent down a bunch of gear so we could get started. And so, I think that's the main difference is it's just, they get to play it out, outside in the winter, and back home, we go to the park and play, football and baseball, right?
Right. Yeah, no, it's something that I try to, I don't know who I talked to about this, and this might have been one of our past guests and I'm just having a brain fart, but it was talking to someone who said that they've met some of the best hockey players on the pond. And when they say dude, you're amazing. What league did you play in? They're like, we don't play in a league. We just play pond hockey. We just play shimmy. That's it. That's all we do. And it's kind of crazy to think about because down here, it's so funny to tell people how about what a drop-in is or a stick mm-hmm. and puck. And I'm like, okay, when you go to a basketball court with basketball shoes on and a basketball and there are other people playing basketball, it's like that, but with hockey.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for it. So, But no, I mean, it's just insane because I think the fan bases are so different. But jumping back into it, obviously, you guys have a big event coming up, the Beer League Players Association Fest in Austin. Tell us a little bit more about that, because it's not just hockey anymore with you guys.
Yeah, well, we're definitely trying to push through the Beer League is just hockey, because like I said, I grew up playing so many sports. Like I love every sport. You know, most of them I'm not that good at, but I still, you know, I still like to compete and get out there and try to do new things. And so we're trying to find ways to push kind of the limits of what people think Beer League is. And obviously softball, like I played competitive softball, but you know, I wanted to do an event that not only, you know, included hockey, but lacrosse, soccer. And this is the hard part. Like the hockey stuff is hand, like we're going to have enough hockey teams. That's no big deal, but we're definitely finding some pushback, you know, finding lacrosse and soccer, cause that's not, you know, typically our fan base. So we're having to try to build that kind of base in the BLPA. But you know, the whole idea was, it doesn't matter what sport you play, as long as you can, you know, drink a beer before or after that sport, we want to be involved in it. And then we want to surround those sports by things like a music festival. And so last year when we were doing our draft experience, which is what really people are knowing us for, is our draft experience tournaments. We went down to Austin to the new facility called the Crossover, and they have like two sheets of ice. They have an indoor lacrosse field, I guess a box, I guess is what they call it. They have an outdoor soccer field, and then they were building an outdoor stage because, you know, what do you do in Austin? You play music. And so I was like, I have this idea. Are you guys down with it? And they were like, yeah, let's make it happen. And so we're trying to make it happen.
So is this the first run? Is this the inaugural fest coming up?
Of the fest, yeah. It's kind of our proof of concept. And like I said, I mean, we already have, like just today, we had another 6 hockey teams sign up. So we'll get between 20 and 30 hockey teams. And we've had some interest from soccer and lacrosse, but none of them have jumped on. And if the first one just has to be hockey and music, well, we're going to drink beer and play hockey and listen to music.
I was going to say those things kind of go together quite well.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you mentioned the draft experience. Can you tell us a little more about that and how that came about?
Well, do you like to drink beer?
Of course.
Because that's how it came about. No, you know, no, as an adult, I mean, you guys play beer league hockey, so you know it's hard to get a whole team to do really anything and agree to it and pay for it. So, you know, we wanted to have an experience where all that stuff didn't matter. And also you couple it with, I didn't play hockey growing up, so I didn't get to play with high-level players. And you know, it's good playing with lower level players and beginners, but it's also good to kind of challenge yourself against players that are better. And so we're like, how can we make that happen in a weekend, and then make the weekend, you know, something that people really want to come to. And so, I mean, it's kind of grown into a cult now, I guess. Like basically you sign up as an individual and then you rate yourself. And if your buddies are coming, you rate them, they rate you. And then we make draft rounds, and every round is a player of similar skill level. So like all the ringers, the best players might be in round number 11. All the beginners might be in 3 or whatever. And then we make teams by beer chugging contest. And every team has a ringer. Every team has a beginner. Every team has a mix of in between. And then we just play 5 games over the next 2 days. And it's more about the camaraderie. No one really cares about winning. I mean, we do care about winning, but everyone makes a championship game. It's more about just sharing your love of the game and being a human being with other human beings that want to share their love of the game and drink beer. So
what is the name, if there is one, for the cup, the trophy, the championship?
Well, for like the draft experience, we don't really have a championship. Like everyone, like we take pictures with a banner and then we have a medal. But then for our team tournaments, the BLPA bashes and I guess the BLPA fest, we have like a huge championship belt that looks like WWE. Like the thing weighs like 40 pounds. Like it's ridiculous. And then for all the that's our traveling trophy. And then the winners of each division, they get these, you've seen them like in college football, they have those big, like when the defense gets a turnover, they have those huge chains with a huge logo. So we made those. I'm like, let's do something different. And so we got one of those for the division winners, and teams are just eating it up. Like they're like, we need that big old chain. We need it.
Yeah. It's a photo op. You got to put it on all your social media. Yeah. So, okay. Let me ask you this, you know, now that I don't want to say this kind of like in a joking manner, but now that COVID is essentially on the slope downward in the US, have you guys looked elsewhere outside of Austin, or is this like, this is the one big bash and then we're just going to kind of go from there?
No, I mean, it's a proof of concept. I mean, obviously we'd like everyone to come to Austin, but we also know that travel is a hindrance for some people, just cost, time away. And so if we can get it up and going, I think it's something we could do in multiple places. I mean, the same with our draft experiences, like those don't stay still. Like we sold out Iceland in like 3 days. So we're going to Iceland to play in January. And I've hosted in Tokyo, Japan. I've hosted in Salzburg, Austria. So we'll go there. Just today, we were this close to booking ice in New York City for like a Christmas time draft experience.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I basically want to go play anywhere you can go play sports, right? So
yeah, okay. I before we jump any further, because Tokyo is like number one on my travel destination bucket list. What was that like? I mean, obviously, you don't really. It's kind of like with Texas, you don't really put hockey in Tokyo hand in hand. So. What was that like going over there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, for me, it was a bucket list thing that I didn't even know was my bucket list. Before I started playing hockey, I was living in Oklahoma and I had to have an emergency appendectomy, and they gave me Demerol or whatever to make me funky so I didn't feel the pain. And my wife said I was in the hospital, and I told her, hey, I'm going to go play hockey in Japan. And she's like, you don't even play hockey. And so when I woke up, she's like, do you want to go to Japan? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And she's like, well, this is what you told me. And so from that point on, it was like, okay, well, I guess I have to. If I'm going to start playing hockey, I got to go to Japan. But I mean, yeah, I mean, it was insane. Oddly enough, you think Japan doesn't do hockey. But the first day I was there, I was walking around the red light district in Shinjuku. And I saw a kid carrying a hockey backpack and a stick. And we couldn't converse because he didn't know English and I don't know Japanese. But we kind of bonded over the stick, and I showed him pictures of what we're doing, and we thumbs up. And, you know, it turned out he could say practice rink. Those two English words he knew. So, that was crazy to see that like right in the middle of, that area. But I mean, Japan was wild. I mean, it's so different. It's the cleanest place I've ever been. Like there's so many people, but it's not dirty. I didn't feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. Even though there was a language barrier, everyone was pretty cool. The trains were awesome. You can go anywhere in Tokyo on a train. But the deal is, if it says the train's going to leave at 1 p.m., it's leaving at 1 p.m. It's not late. It's not early. It's right there. You get on, you leave.
Not a second after.
No. Nope. And the food is incredible. Have you seen the movie Mr. Baseball?
Yes.
And you know how you see them in the games and they're the sticks and they're eating ramen noodles. I had to go to a ball game just to see if that was true. And it is true.
That's so cool.
They're never quiet. Like in the seventh inning stretch, they look like condoms, but they blew them up and they were big. And then they let them go at the same time, like the whole stadium. So it was insane. Like I want to go back. I'm going to do another one in Japan. I think I'll probably go to the other side, like Osaka, but it was rad. It was an experience. And, that's what kind of drives me is giving those experiences to other beer leaguers, because you don't think that, hey, I want to go play beer league hockey in Japan until you can actually go play beer league hockey in Japan.
Yeah, it's funny. Speaking of beer league hockey, because that's pretty much the topic of discussion right now, Jason's had some pretty cool experiences with a particular brand that we've been talking to here recently. Jason, I'm going to kick that over to you because I just want you to share your experiences with these guys and, tell us a little bit more about the Conway and Banks people.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, you're talking about traveling all over. You get those nasty rink floors, and I'm sure you're looking to replace your moldy old hockey bag with a broken zipper on it. Go check out conwayandbanks.com. They make premium quality bags that are built to last. They include removable organizers to keep your gear organized. Keeps everything dry with those waterproof materials and giant vents on the side. My personal favorite feature is the built-in foot mat that keeps my feet dry in those wet, damp locker rooms. They come in three different sizes and colors, so you'll be sure to find the one that you love. Go and get 10% off using code WHATAHOCKEY and get your gear to the rink in style.
Yeah, speaking of, one of those colors is red, which the Island Americans are red. So, Mike, you know, hey, if you're listening to this,
absolutely,
Mike. Your code, bro.
We'll talk to our people. You talk to your people.
Yeah. See if Conway and Banks can be the official bag sponsor of the Americans.
Yeah.
I can attest those bags are rad too.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. They're great bags. Like they're huge inside. My buddy just got one. I've been working with like some Pacific Rink bags, but my buddy just got one, a Conway and Banks bag, and he was carrying around, and now I'm jealous and I'm like, I need one of them bags. And it's just big. The only thing that I would say add is to add like backpack straps.
Ooh,
not necessarily like that's what I like about the bag I have now is like they're hidden, so they go in a zippered bag. But then when I'm traveling around, I can just take those backpack straps out and put the hockey bag on my as a backpack and just walk around. But the Conway and Banks bags, like, they're huge, durable, and those dividers are insane. They keep everything nice and organized in there.
I know. For my OCD personality, that's exactly what I need right now. I'm rocking an old school Bauer that's just literally falling apart in the inside, and it just it's about time. It's a culmination of many things. The Conway and Banks might be the one to go with. But
yeah, use code Water Hockey.
I got one. There you go. Did you get one?
Oh no. Come on, guys, for the hockey gear that I don't have. No, hey, I haven't got one.
You need one. You need one. The most important thing is the bag. So Nick, to kind of let you know, Jason and I both play beer hockey. I'm more of just a drop-in kind of guy. I just like being around the atmosphere. We're working violently to a point to get Patrick on the ice as soon as possible. So we all started in the later part of our 20s and into our early 30s. So Patrick is primed and ready.
Yeah, welcome home, bud.
So you got any size? Same. You got any size 8.5 skates you want to throw my way? I'll send you my address.
Yeah, this is a public call out.
I think I have a pair of Graf skates in my garage now that I'm not using. I can't remember if they're 8 or 8.5, but I'll go check it out. Are you sure you're 8.5? What size of shoe do you wear?
No, I think that's what we determined. Right? Yeah, you were a 10.
I wear a 10.
Okay, yeah. Same as me. Okay, cool. I will go, and if I have them out there, I will literally send you a pair just to get you on the ice.
That's what we love to hear. Yes. Just bringing people together on and off the ice.
How about that?
Oklahoman
coming through.
Yeah, true. And now that I'm thinking about it, I actually have a pair of Pro Stock skates that I know are 8.5s that I'm just going to send you. So I actually know I have those. I don't know if the Grafs are out there, but I know the Bauer MDXs are. So
love that. We got snaps from Jason. Patrick's eyes got super big. We're all smiling. This is what we love to hear.
We former Oklahoma City Metro residents have to stick together. I'm a OU grad.
I do have a follow up question from earlier, I guess, about making the transition from Oklahoma to Calgary. So, how did you take the transition from going from college football to the CFL? Like, did you become a Stampeders fan?
It's a football podcast.
I don't understand why they move so much in the CFL. Like, they're just running around. Like, I don't know what's going on. I watched some. Like, whenever, like, I first moved up here, the Stampeders won the Grey Cup, which is their Super Bowl, and it was cool. But I definitely only watch NFL and college football, and I love it when the Sooners are good because they show them on Fox up here. But then when they lose, then they just stop showing them. So I have to watch, you know, Michigan, or I think they're a big University of Washington. They show a lot up here. So not real football. It's a tough transition. When I moved up here, though, crazy enough, because it's an oil and gas city, a lot of people went to school in Oklahoma for their petroleum engineering program. Mm-hmm. And so when I first moved up here, I came across a crew called the Oklahoma Sooner Club of Canada, and like they host watch parties and all this stuff. So it was pretty rad to be a part of that. So
there you go.
Yeah. It's pretty insane to know how much, like you were saying, over even in Japan, with that kid with the stick, just how much like these certain sports can bring people together, you know, specifically hockey. I think we were kind of touching base a little bit earlier about fan bases and whatnot, and just how unique hockey is, because like we just found out, it's more than the team that you support. It's about the sport. And I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. I think it's really interesting. And I love the fact that people are caught on to it. As far as the music goes, because this is something we haven't really talked about on the podcast too much. We're pretty big music fans as far as punk rock goes. I think we're all pretty much solid on the Blink-182 side of things. So you could say that. I think at least Patrick's got a Blink-182 tattoo. Jason, do you have a Blink-182 tattoo yet?
Not yet. It's coming.
Shame. I don't have one either. I have a Kermit tattoo, but we'll get to that later.
Working on designing one, but it's okay.
Yeah. So that being said, what music do you guys have lined up for Austin? And this is something I'm going to steal from my buddy Ked over at the Morning Skate. Say you've got the perfect BLPA fest coming up, and not to take anything away from what music you guys have, what are the three music artists, alive or dead, that you would have that would be your all-time top three at the festival?
Elvis Presley, Kurt Cobain, and Jimi Hendrix.
Beautiful. Wow. Okay. Okay. Just knock it out.
Yeah. Damn. So, for, you know, for me, like, my music is so eclectic. Like, when I grew up, like, I was a huge Elvis fan because my grandmother was. So, like, I was, like, diehard Elvis, even though, like, he died, like, 6 years before I was even born. But then my grandmother also told me that Tupac was the last great American poet, right? So I was kind of brought up in this thing of, like, it doesn't matter what, let's say if it moves you, it moves you. And so I just like what I like. And so I would have Elvis music. I'd have, you know, hip hop. And that's what I want. Like when I say I want a music festival, like I want all genres to kind of be represented because, you know, Beer League is so different, but it's also the same. Right. And by saying that, I mean, like, we all love things and we can all learn stuff from what other people love. For right now, for Austin, it's a bunch of local bands. So a lot of it's kind of trending towards, like the rockabilly style, in terms of that. I've definitely been trying to find some more, you know, modern, obviously it's Austin. So country music is a big thing. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would like to get into some punk and that kind of stuff. It's just whatever's available locally for now, because it is a proof of concept. So the budget there isn't there to pay, you know, thousands of dollars for each band.
Yeah, totally. I mean, it's, you know, like I said, we were saying, it's inspiring to see like a grassroots thing and then kind of getting through all of the pandemic. Let's dive into some hockey talk. I mean, that sounds way too much like honky tonk. forgive me for that, but obviously Stanley Cup finals are going on. Your boys, you're a Calgary Flames fan.
Yeah, I don't really like to talk about hockey.
That's
right
okay.
now.
That's okay. That's okay. We're Stars fans. I mean, we're right in the same boat with you. Yep. We're on the golf course right there alongside, you know, Johnny Hockey and all the likes. I'm actually I love Matthew Tkachuk in our fantasy league. I had both the Tkachuk boys. Tkachuk if you buck, sixth place overall, no big deal. Tell us a little bit more about the hockey fandom with the Flames and just how you, how are you feeling about the Stanley Cups if you're watching the Stanley Cup finals at all right now?
Yeah, no, of course. Like, I love hockey, so I'm definitely watching. I mean, how I became a Flames fan is easy. It's the same way I fell in love with hockey, and that's Jerome Iginla, who used to be a Dallas Star.
yep.
So, yeah, you know, when I first came here, I went to a Battle of Alberta, my first ever NHL game on New Year's Eve, and it had a blast and just happened to go watch their practice within the next few days. And I met Iggy and he made fun of my accent. He obviously back then I was living in Oklahoma, so my accent was way more thick. And so he made fun of it. The next year I went back and he's like, "Hey, you're that guy from Oklahoma." And so I just kind of fell in love with the sport because at that point we had is when Katrina had hit and we had the Pelicans from New Orleans in Oklahoma mm-hmm. City. And those guys, they didn't want anything to do with you. And here I am like, wow, the captain of an NHL team is like taking his time. And so that kind of cemented my love of the game and sport. And so, yeah, but in terms of NHL this year, I mean, I got so hard. Like the Avalanche just have so many good players. They're so mm-hmm. fast. They're so quick. The game is really fun to watch. And then I struggle with, okay, well, Vegas, it kind of sucks because Vegas got good really fast. They haven't had to feel the heartbreak that I have had to feel as a fan. But I love growing the game. Like, we're from the South. So anytime you get hockey to grow in a non-traditional market is killer. On the other side, I mean, who can argue with the Blue Blanc Rouge, right? Like it's a team that probably shouldn't even have been there, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. and wouldn't have been probably if it was traditional season, but now they're here making waves. So I want to see them. Yeah. I want to see them make some noise.
I'm right there with you. I love watching Carey Price and his demeanor in the net. He just doesn't waver ever. Seeing him in those high pressure games. Speaking of Iginla, he's my favorite player for a multitude of reasons. But yeah, I have his we're talking about these bad boys, these Todd McFarlane toys. He always sits on the desk right next to me. But my holy grail is the Jerome Iginla Blasty. I want one of those jerseys so bad. But yeah, no, speaking of, I'm watching the Avalanche right now. They're up 1-0 on the Golden Knights. And it's funny you brought that up because I'm with you. They've been good since they got in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas has had zero sadness. They've just like always You're been there. They've had stellar there. Goaltending. It's super frustrating.
Well, but money talks. Money talks, and you know when you give what $500 million bucks to buy into the league, like it behooved the NHL to have a good team. And what's crazy about those guys? I remember when that first happened. We did a tournament there, and you know, I just got to talking to guys like, "Oh yeah, I've never liked hockey, but now that the Knights are coming in, like I'm going to be a huge fan." And then to see for me to see that progression every year when I go back for hockey tournaments, it's outstanding. Like they're filling the rink to watch practice. It's absolutely insane, and that's what you need for the game to grow, and I love it. And so now you have Seattle coming in, so I don't think Seattle is going to be as good. I think a lot of GMs kind of learned a couple lessons about paying a premium to protect certain players, and so I'm going to say they're probably not going to have a goalie like Marc-Andre Fleury to come and kind of solidify the defense right from the get-go. So I think it'll be interesting to see see what happens with Seattle. I don't think they're going to be as good, but they will be competitive, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really interesting dynamic to watch them come into the league. I think it's going to be telling to see kind of what the league is going to be like for the next 50 years with how the Kraken do. And speaking of Montreal Canadiens, like I said, Carey Price and net, I really hope they succeed. It's going to be kind of weird to see Corey Perry, obviously, down here as Stars fans. We saw him last year not take single-handedly the Stars to the Stanley Cup Finals, but he was a pretty significant piece of that team. So it's kind of ironic that, you know, he switches over to the Canadiens, and look at him now. They're one step away from being in the Stanley Cup Finals themselves. So
yeah, and basically fuck that guy.
Yeah, that's
just
pretty much
just absolutely. In general, right?
I mean, you know, it's that guy, though. He's that asshole that you know you hate him, but then when he's on your team, he's like, he's not that bad.
Yeah, Marchand, Tkachuk, same thing.
I do love Marchand. That goal that he scored against the Islanders, not the game coming up, but like this previous game, man.
That was filthy, man.
God, he's sick, and he just looks disgusting.
And it's, you know, it sucks because he's so good, and he still has that edge that obviously the people that you're playing against hate, and it's just it at some point it's just not fair, right? Like you just have, how are you that good and that big of an asshole at the same time? But what can you do? Like I said, and I also want to say, like, because I do have there's a lot of Bruins fans in the BOPA. So when I said I want to see the Blue Blanc Rouge make some noise, nothing negative about the Bruins. I like the Bruins too. Iggy played there as well. Iggy loves Boston. Boston's my favorite city in the U.S. So I don't want to get any hate messages here that I was talking shit about Boston. I love Boston.
Well, okay. So obviously, you know, we're super excited about the BOPA Fest coming up. What can you tell people that are kind of on the fence to kind of push them over that'll make them want to go, whether it be for soccer, you know, lacrosse, hockey, what have you?
Well, I think that's a hard question, I guess. Without knowing why they're on the fence, I mean, listen, if you love sports, if you love drinking beer, if you love just, you know, being a great human being, you should come. Why wouldn't you come? Because that's what we're promoting. We're promoting being a great human being, like-minded individuals, being great human beings with you, drinking beer, listening to music, and playing sports. I don't know why anyone would say no to that.
That's fair. No, I'm with you on that.
And basically, like, listen, like, if you close your eyes and you think about when the best time of your life is, I'm going to have to say it's probably going to be, you know, college. When you were an adult, you could do cool things, but you were still kind of expected to do dumb shit. That's what the BLPA is. Like you're an adult, so you get to do cool things, and we're gonna do dumb shit. So come do it with us.
I want that to be the a new T-shirt. BOPA. We are dumb shit.
Yeah, come no BOPA. Come do dumb shit. Like
That's awesome. No, I. So we always, no matter who we have on the show, we do have a couple of hard hitting questions.
Okay.
That we have to throw at you, and boys, if you know any of these questions, obviously we've been asking them for a while now. I'll start it off with the big one, or actually not the big one, but one of them. Obviously, you came from Oklahoma, and that being said, this doesn't really pertain to you from being from Oklahoma. They're making a movie about the BLPA, and they get to casting you. Who is the Hollywood actor that plays you in the BLPA movie?
Boy, I'm not hip to all the young handsome actors, but it would be one of the handsome ones for sure.
That's fair.
I don't know, like that's a great question. I mean, you want to say like Tom Cruise does his own stunts, so maybe he could do some of my stunts, like that time I scored a goal and pulled a cheeseburger out of my pocket and ate it as a celebration. That sounds like a Tom Cruise thing to do, right?
Yeah, let's go with Tom Cruise. For the folks that are listening,
The Rock, maybe.
I was going to say, for the folks that are listening, you're basically like a perfect mix of The Rock and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, thank you.
The Rock Cruise.
Perfect.
Yeah. What about you guys? What do you want to throw at him? I mean, obviously there's one big question, but we always kind of save it for the end. We are called Wada Hockey, so I'll go ahead and make that a hint for the question. Mm-hmm. But if you guys have any questions you want to throw his way, it's the pepper time.
Go ahead, Patrick.
I got one. Favorite favorite campus corner bar.
Ooh, it has to be O'Connell's, right? Like that's the thing. It's gotta be O'Connell's, right?
Okay.
Patrick is shaking his head in agreeance.
Is there another one? Is there another campus that's like
No, I agree with that.
Having not been there, I just assume it's Chili's.
It's not Chili's on campus corner. No.
Applebee's maybe.
Ooh. Well, everybody knows Applebee's.
I did my first shot as a legal adult at O'Connell's. Somebody bought me a cement mixer, which don't do those ever. It's one of the most disgusting things.
And don't give those to your friends because that's not a friend shot.
That wasn't your friend. What year were you there? Like when were you in Norman?
2012 to 2016.
Okay, yeah. So they had the Freebird there.
Yeah.
And Othello's and then the Hideaway Pizza. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, miss me some Hideaway Pizza, man.
Yeah, I didn't go to Hideaway as much. I always went to New York Pizza because they were open at 4 a.m. And so, like, 2:45, fucked up at the bar, we'll stumble over there. I actually had a buddy almost get kicked out of New York Pizza at 3 a.m., which I didn't think was possible. But
he asked for pineapple on pizza, probably.
Because he was passed out at a table, and they did not kindly to that.
Well, I mean, it's a college campus. Like, what are they expecting?
Right. He studied hard.
Yeah.
Went to the library. I'm sure that was a bar. It's always a bar in a college town. The
library.
Library
is a bar in Norman, actually.
See? There you go. There you go. We have one in Tenton, and I get it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm going to go ahead and hit you, Nick, with the hard-hitting question. It's probably been a while, but like you said, you did.
Before we do this one, because I feel like this is like second to last one.
Okay. All right.
That's the second. I have one more. Sorry. Hold on. We like to talk about jerseys here. Fink's a big jersey guy. You can see by his wall there.
Jerseys.
What, aside from the Flames reverse retro jersey, which we all can agree was probably, Fink at least can say that was probably like top 3 for you, right? I believe
beautiful,
it was.
Beautiful yeah. jersey.
Was there. What other one besides Calgary would be your top 2 maybe? Like what other ones are your top 2s?
The Ducks because it's ridiculous.
Of course.
Okay, facts.
Agreed.
Oh, let's see. What is another one that I really like? Some of them were really, really boring.
And tell us those.
Like Detroit and Dallas?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Detroit and Dallas. those were boring. I mean, just, for me, like I didn't want anything but a blasty jersey. Like I didn't become a fan until like 2006, 2007-ish. And so blasty had already made his run. And I always wanted to come back. And so when they said they were going to do like some reverse retro, I'm like, if they don't do Blasty, I'm not going to be a fan of the Calgary Flames anymore. And I think they heard that, and that's why there's Blasty. Blasty and the Ducks, those are the two that really kind of stick out in my head of that I really liked. Anything Edmonton is trash.
That's okay, fair.
So, I think those are the two that really – yeah, so – And I'm a huge jersey guy too. Like that's a great thing about the draft experience is that every tournament has a different theme, and we provide jerseys for the players, and we do crazy themes. Like I don't know if you saw, we did one in Austin, a draft experience last October, which we will be back in Austin in October for a draft experience as well. And we did like a Dr. Pepper jersey, and we did like Big Tex. I can't remember what the other, there was like a, there's La Barbecue, which is in Austin, which is an incredible barbecue joint. And I can't remember what, the fourth one was the Dextros. So it was a retro Astros jersey, but Dex for draft experience. And then instead of the star, we used an asterisk because they're dirty, stinking cheaters.
Yeah.
But
that's what we love to hear.
Houston, we can always do.
Yeah. Sorry, Houston, you deserve a baseball team or a hockey team, but just as long as they don't cheat.
I love jerseys. I'm all on jerseys. So if I have a cool one, I'll send it to you. So you can hang a draft jersey there in the background.
I'm all for it. That being said, not with the beer league, but what is the, this is kind of a silly question because I feel like I know the answer. What's the Grail jersey for you then?
Yeah, that's it. Well, if we're talking Grail, like one that I would want to have, that And that's a good question. Like, I have the Blasty now. Okay. I have a Heritage Classic Flames. So I think I'm pretty much set. But like, I love Dr. Pepper, right? I'm from the mm-hmm. South, right? And just probably a month ago, I was on like this live auction site, and there was like a 1918 like Dr. Pepper hockey sweater, like one that I don't know where it came from, and that one, but I didn't want to spend the $5,000 that it was going to cost to get it. So that would be a round one to have.
God,
I'll send you a picture. I'll send you a picture of it when we get off here. But yeah, it was incredible.
Please do. Yeah, that kind of brings me. Do we want to go ahead and with the hard hitting question? Because I feel like he just kind of answered it. It's a two-parter. Okay. First part, In-N-Out or Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Beautiful. We knew that. We felt that. number two, what is your go-to order? I know it's probably been a while since you've been to a Whataburger.
No, it's been October, but it's definitely a double Whataburger with cheese. I think it's number six. No tomato. I get the fries with the spicy ketchup, and I get a Dr. Pepper shake.
I mean,
hell yes.
That I don't mean to insult anyone else on the show. I think Selena Ray from the Dallas Stars, who sings their national anthem, and quite well, might I add, the Canadian anthem even better with the French. She was number one for the Whataburger order answer, and I think we may have just – I think she might have just been dethroned.
I did it.
Because that was – not only was it confident, it was quick. And the fact that you went out of the norm with the soda and hit it with the Dr. Pepper shake, it's when you said you were in love with Dr. Pepper, I was like, this guy's going to go with the Dr. Pepper
shake. Well, maybe, hold on. We could take it one step further really quick, because I will say Selena also added the kids' order. She knew her order and her kids' order. Mm-hmm. Does your wife have an order?
My wife just she does a regular cheeseburger with mustard only and no onions.
Okay.
Okay.
So. She's just a normal, and then my little guy, like he's 4 years old, and he just eats bread. he just have a bun, I guess, and some fries.
Fair. I
do have a Whataburger question, because I haven't been, like, I've been there to order the food, but I saw they were serving breakfast. Is anyone a Whataburger breakfast fan? I haven't got a chance to have the breakfast yet.
Jason, yes, is 100%. A Whataburger breakfast connoisseur.
Number 20 with cheese, with bacon, obviously. Extra side of hash browns. Yeah, definitely. It's the keto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there Brahms?
Yeah.
There is. Oh, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I miss the most about Oklahoma is Brahms. Yes. And not really their food, like their breakfast sandwiches, like ham and cheese biscuit is absolutely asininely good. Their biscuits and gravy, because here they don't serve white gravy in Canada. No. They just think it's disgusting. But their banana split is just next level, boys. It's so good.
Yeah.
And so every time I'm diabetic too. So I'll be like, you know what? I'll pump more insulin and just go. Give me two of them.
I mean, you got to risk it. You got to risk it for the biscuit, even though we're talking about banana splits.
Gravy, man. You got to do it.
Oh, the B&G is so like that, like people don't like, I'm like, oh, is there gravy up here? And like, yeah, brown gravy. I'm like, no, real gravy, like white with sausage in. They're like, no, disgusting. And I'm like, You're disgusting, Canada.
Are you a big poutine guy now? Have you become a big poutine guy up there?
You know what? Have you seen poutine before?
Oh yes.
It looks horrible. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
Like it took me 2 years to try it.
Wow.
And my wife's uncle like put it into my 2 years coming at Christmas, so it wasn't like I just looked here. But they put it in front of my face and said, "Eat it," and I ate it, and I was like, "I just missed 2 years worth of poutine." I'm so ashamed of myself. It's incredible. And then you go to places where it's like you can add like different meats. There's mm-hmm. a place called the Big Cheese Poutineria, and it's the notorious PIG, and it has like Italian sausage, bacon. Ooh. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have so my mouth to go check fantastic. That one out, because next time I'm up in Alberta.
Which may come to Calgary,
like the next 2 years, honestly, if I'm being completely honest.
If you come to Calgary and I'm here, bud, I'll take you to the Big Cheese Poutineria, and we'll get fat as fuck. On
I love that. Big cheese poutine.
So, and then what's the other big thing? My personal big favorite up there is ketchup chips. Have you come around on the ketchup chips?
No, I don't like the ketchup chips. I love the all-dressed chips. And there's an all-dressed in the States now, but it's not the same.
No,
like,
it's my dad's the like, Ruffles version. Well,
he's not, like, oh, my dad's like, oh, I got all-dressed chips. I'm like, Dad, it's not the same, bud. It's just not the same.
Yeah.
So.
No, I have a plug up in Edmonton that'll mail me ketchup chips every now and then.
Do you get the old Dutch ones? Is that the one that you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You're not sharing the wealth. I'm a little hurt.
He did message me about 2 weeks ago. He's like, "Hey, how you doing on ketchup chips? I've been out for like 3 months."
Back the truck up.
Yeah. We're gonna need some ketchup and all dressed ASAP.
Well, I mean, that's the, you know, here in Canada, like with the pandemic, there was a shortage of Diet Dr. Pepper. Like, you just couldn't find it anywhere because they were using like whatever the bottling manufacturing or something. They said they were using part of it for PPE production. And so I'm like, okay, so cut out the trash ass Diet Coke. Like, no one drinks that. You have Coke Zero. And so that's the one thing that I hate about Canada is you just don't get the choice. Like, you know, my big drink was, because I'm diabetic, was Dr. Pepper 10. And I loved it. And they've taken it away. And now they've got Dr. Pepper Zero, but they don't sell that stuff up here. So like last time I was in October, I brought back 27 cases of Dr. Pepper 10. And then when I came back, I was here for, I don't know, 5 months. And so I finished her off. And now I'm Dr. Pepper Zero. Just keep bringing it back.
Maybe we'll have to be your plug. We'll smuggle.
It's just expensive. It's so expensive to ship soda across the border, right?
Yeah, you would think out of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what are you going to do?
Well, we've got one last segment, and then we usually call it a night. But I'm sure if you've heard of any of the stars lore down here, you've heard of Daryl Razor Ray, ex-Hartford Whalers goalie. He is one of our commentary guys down here in Dallas. He has been for quite some time. And we have a little segment called Razorism of the Week, where we go back and listen to his most outlandish calls that he's made during NHL games and for some reason still has a job. So, Patrick, whenever you are ready, go ahead and hit us with that Razorism of the Week.
Let's do it.
With about a minute and a half left, it didn't matter. Ryder pulling up.
About halfway into this one.
Left it along the boards. Ribeiro went behind
Ribeiro
the
with another call out.
Now Steadies fires and he scores! Oh, my goodness, what an ending!
Missed that sound. It is a disgusting goal that we're going to.
Just a nasty, just a clap bomb.
Yeah. OT winner.
Wow. This goal is 6 shades of sexy. Puck back in behind, around the house, curl it in. Pull his pants down and spank it home.
Oh.
Watch the reaction from Mika Kiprusoff. There's the manipulation up top.
I knew it was going to be a flames clip. Knew it.
Kabang.
Oh, it was a flames goal. I didn't even think about that.
He's incensed at his own teammate for just standing in the lane and not getting it.
Yeah, one Ribeiro, he killed the Flames. So I was even going to make the joke when he said Ribeiro, I was going, is this against the Flames? And of course it was. Six shades of sexy. You got to pull down your pants and slap it home.
Spank it home. Spank it home. I didn't even think about the fact that it was the Calgary Flames. And the moment that he said Kiprusoff, I was like, oh no, he knows.
Yeah. Oh God, man, I miss Kiprusoff so much. He was such a good goalie.
I think he lives on the desk as well. No, that's Roman Turek. And the Blasty.
Yeah, Kipper lives in Calgary and all he does is smoke cigarettes and go fishing. That's basically his life now. So
I mean, after you play in the NHL for as long as he did, I think you
sounds like the life, honestly.
Right.
Well, to be fair, that's all he did when he was in the NHL as well. He goaltended and smoked cigarettes and fished. So it's basically.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, Ed Belfour basically did the same thing. What with NyQuil?
Now he's making whiskey.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie, if you're listening, we are ready to work with you, pal. Well, that's about all we have for this show. Nick, where can we find you on Twitter? Where can we find you on social media? Where can we find BOPA on social media as well?
You can find me on every personally social media platform, Nicker Jones. That's because I'm a Chipper Jones fan. And then the BLPA is just at the BLPA. And you can find us. We're pretty active. If you want to talk hockey, I'm always down to talk about something.
Beautiful. We love that. That's what we specialize in. One last thing. We all have our specific sign-offs. So we're going to put you, Johnny, on the spot here. If you had the sign-off, I mean, you said you do podcasting. So whatever sign-off you have, hit us with it, and then we'll take it home.
Yeah, and it's from the BLPA Big Show. So check out our podcast. And the sign-out is be good or be good at it.
I love that. Patrick, take it away.
Nice. Stay sassy.
Just got to stay moist, boys.
I love that you always come in surprised. Just stay moist, boys. With that being said, don't you ever, for any reason whatsoever, forget your Kermit tattoos.
Thanks, guys.
Damn it, late again.